starting to play.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're on.
Do it again.
No, he just did it.
Some 41.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, after a 2-week hiatus from Pod Trash, we're joining you again here. Rick Feinberg, I'm Corey Castle, and this guy over here to my right side is Matthew Flowers. And we'd like to wish you an apology for the 1 week's absence, but this week we'd like to offer you an exciting, tremendous, awesome podcast. And I'm building it up really bad, and you can call me Buttercup by the end of the night. This one really sucks because I'm building it up like it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, like Buttercup.
He's Buttercup. Build me up.
I get it. It took me a couple of years to get it out.
And let's just start it out like how we definitely... We were just having a conversation before the record button ever started. And we were saying, let's start talking about this on the air and see, what's going to come of it. We were talking about... Matt says...
Greatest wrestler of all time.
Greatest wrestler
of all time. And then we're going to do the worst wrestler of all time, but, you know.
Okay. This is going to be mostly an all-wrestling pod trash, pretty much. Just from the conversation that we have in off-air, yeah. We have that on-air,
it's going to go well. I take it personally.
I know you do. Yeah, you get real crazy personal. Mad. I know
and
you
I think
do.
About it later, and I feel sorry for myself. I will embarrass myself by the end of this podcast.
You said you didn't have like a greatest.
I don't have one single greatest of all time now.
But like who? Like give your top 10.
Do three. Just do the
top three. Three. Yeah.
Well, originally I was going to say five.
Because we could give
me your top 50.
Let's do like top three on your right off the top of your head.
Top three.
I'd say Triple H is up there. Shawn Michaels is up there, and I'm toss up between Ric Flair and Kurt Hennig.
I like that. Everything but the Triple H.
Yeah.
Of all the wrestlers ever in the history of the world, I don't think he should be in the top three.
Well, like I was saying off air, the Triple H thing is because, number one, as a face, he does very, very well getting people to like him. On the other side of the coin, as a heel, he gets people to hate him. And he does it that way. He does it in such a certain way. Can you stop giving me the finger right now?
I told you I take it personally. I'm giving him the finger right now so hard.
I know he is. There's two different types of heat that a heel can get. You can get the heat when you go out and you make people hate you because of what you say and what you do. That's the good kind of heat. The bad kind of heat is like a Vicky Guerrero or a who else?
Fucking John Laurinaitis.
John Laurinaitis is another perfect example of people who are just fucking annoying.
The wrong kind of
it's
heat.
It's definitely wrong as shit.
The heat is off.
That's right.
That's what we're trying to say.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Triple H has... he just has that natural ability to get people to do whatever he wants them to do.
I believe it's called being over. I don't know.
That's true.
I'm not a professional.
Okay.
I don't claim to know things, but he is over.
I wanted to explain whatever what. All right, okay. That's
all right.
First, basically the definition of being over. And he can get it done in the ring as well.
All right. Do you want to go?
Okay.
Talk about your top three, just off the top of your head.
Chris Jericho is up there for me.
Time?
Yeah. I think Chris Jericho is like over. He's fucking over. There's no matter what thing he wanted to do, he was over.
Is it your number one?
What's that?
Is that your
number one is Shawn Michaels, but that's the popular thing to say. Not everyone's going to say Chris Jericho, and Chris Jericho's up there for me. Like, for everyone's going to go, oh, Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Hulk fucking Hogan, pussies. How can you argue against Hulk Hogan
because
as number
he sucks
one?
In the ring.
No, he doesn't suck in the ring. You know why people say he sucks in the ring? Because he doesn't do a lot of moves. You know why? Because he doesn't have to do a lot of fucking moves to get over. He'll punch somebody in the fucking... Everybody in the crowd creams their fucking pants, dude. How many wrestlers you know that can do that?
I can do it.
Maybe Shawn Michaels can do that. Alright? I think that's about it.
I give
Hulk Hogan can wrestle. Have you seen his matches from Japan?
No.
He can wrestle fucking hour matches, like,
you know,
without
what?
Stopping.
I want you to take that matches from Japan argument and shut up.
Why?
Because watch any match. Okay, watch those back now. And see how good they are.
They're good. I just watched them. They're awesome.
They're probably not bad.
They are, dude. They're better than the shit that's on TV now.
Okay, well, let me say this. If his matches are so good in Japan, why are they so shitty at WrestleMania?
They're not, because what shitty matches did he have at WrestleMania?
Fucking,
you know why WrestleMania is WrestleMania? Because Hulk Hogan fucking sold out every fucking main event he's ever in.
I agree. Dude, he was mad over. He was mad over as a face. He was mad over as a heel. I'm just saying he can't get it done in the ring.
I think he can, dude.
I think I'm going to disagree with you on the fact that he can't get it done. Because
he gets it done like no other in the ring.
He's Hulk Hogan, but I wouldn't say that like no other thing. Because I love you.
But I'm taking you to war. All right? I'm taking you downtown.
His match at WrestleMania with The Rock.
No, we'll make out afterwards.
Was good for what it was, honestly. I don't even know what I was talking about now because he's talking about making out with somebody. And fuck it.
Alright.
So Hulk Hogan is your...
Hulk Hogan is the number one.
Alright.
Alright.
What is your number two?
Number two?
Poop.
Nothingness. Number two, I'd have to say...
John Cena.
No, but I mean, he's up there. I'm a big John Cena fan now. I'd have to say like Terry Funk,
really?
Terry Funk, just off the top of my head. You know what I mean? And then
dead air.
Dead air. Why? Because I said Terry Funk.
No one's gonna.
How are you gonna argue against Terry Funk, dude? He's badass.
Just old.
Everybody's old. Dude, Triple H is old.
I don't know. I just think Terry Funk, and I'm going, wow, that guy's old.
I don't go, hey, that guy would be in my top three wrestlers of all time. No. I would not say that.
Why not?
At all.
I can't even
because
describe
because the people in my top three all have amazing talent. And
Terry Funk doesn't?
No.
No,
Terry
Funk get hit with chairs and shit, dude.
Like, have you ever seen any of his matches from, like, the NWA?
Yeah, they suck as compared to now.
You guys
are
fucking
today's standards.
Wrestling sucks now, dude.
Actual wrestling is so much better. What do you mean? It's not wrestling.
It's sports entertainment.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's everywhere.
Terry Funk is an athlete. He's real.
Dude, any match before, I'd say, 1990 sucks dick.
That's not true.
I'd hardcore say that sucks.
Yeah.
What
do you have to say about
one.
That? Because obviously you made a fucking weird noise.
I am not a fan of wrestling before 1989. Like, so, I mean...
Why not?
What?
Dude, the people are different.
You,
by the way, if you're
you
talking about
are
wrestling
marks,
as a whole...
No, just completely. You couldn't say
you
a
guys
mark.
Are marks.
Right, exactly. But
I'm a mark for, I guess, good talent. I don't know.
But the fact is, dude, professional wrestling has spoiled every mark. And that generation that we came up watching it spoiled us to like something better
you
than
got,
what was
you guys
before.
Talk. I'm going to think of a I'm actually going to think of a good match before 1988.
And you're going to say right. People who I've already have claimed to you that
no,
I
no,
think
no.
They're overrated. You're going to be like,
"Oh,
Rick Flair, no,
no,
Terry
no,
Funk.
No,
I don't
no.
give a shit. There's
no, no, no. I'm going to think of somebody else. Just you guys keep talking. I'm going to think of a match.
Dusty Rhodes.
No,
okay,
Dusty
you know what?
Rhodes.
You know what?
Not,
I got
no, no,
one.
I'm
going to
think of
one.
A legitimate match.
I got no, I'm serious. Okay. I got one. Savage and Steamboat at WrestleMania 3. That match was still awesome.
That was good. You can't
think,
say that
match
wasn't
that
good.
Match was pretty good. But you know what? Savage and Steamboat fucking blamed it out. Like
Yeah.
They did. How about that? They did what people complain about people do these days.
Yeah.
And everyone who's a fucking wrestling mark who thinks they know a thing or two always goes, that's
Savage
fucking,
and Steamboat,
that's
man.
A bunch of steel at WrestleMania. Like,
that was more over than Logan Rundgren.
I thought it was a good match. Like, obviously it was a good match. I mean...
But, I mean, you watch that match, and then you watch Hogan and Andre from the same pay-per-view.
Yeah, but, okay, so are we wrong because that was a shitty match? Or are they right because they sold out fucking 80,000 people who were on their feet the whole match,
yeah.
And then they...
No,
you know,
dude,
I mean,
I'm not
they,
saying that
you know
they
saying?
Didn't get it over.
That's
I'm
what
not
I'm
saying.
That, what are you
okay,
defining
fine,
by
yeah.
talent? What are you defining by
but, like,
talent?
Because actual good wrestling ability in the ring.
The
and Hulk Hogan doesn't have that?
No.
Well, I think you're
is,
wrong, dude.
Okay.
I think you're wrong. I still think
I
number
I
one.
Don't agree with you, but I don't agree with your opinion, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
But if you'd like to exchange fisticuffs right here and
now, challenge you to a duel. All right. So I'm still trying to think of a match.
Well, if it takes you that long, then fuck it already.
No,
just
you,
forget it.
Well, no, he thought of one.
Yeah.
I would say Hogan and Andre.
No,
see, now,
God,
here,
see.
Here's what the argument is what I was trying to say earlier, but I think I cut off.
Sorry.
the argument is... Randy Savage and Steamboat were so good because no one expected that to be that great at that moment. Because what drew the crowd in was Hulk Hogan and Andre. And that is what makes it. The build up for that, like, that's what sold the tickets. That's what got the asses in the seats. Mm-hmm. Everyone was there to see Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. No one was there to see Steamboat and Macho. Yeah. So it's great because it stole attention that, you know, everyone was there to give all their attention to Hogan and Andre, and then everybody gave it to Steamboat and Savage. So, say, like, you pack, what was that crowd? Was that Pontiac?
Yeah,
93,000. Yeah, you can pack that crowd, but Savage and Steamboat aren't going to get that many people in a building, ever.
Oh,
no. So the argument to say that the Hogan and Andre was a great match is true. I mean, it is. I mean, it was you know, it was trailblazing at the time. And eyebrow raising.
So do you think Steamboat versus Savage would draw today?
Well, Savage is dead.
If they're wrestling today.
In their prime?
In their prime. If that match today, would that be able to draw?
Probably not.
No,
but I think it would.
Because, no, but look at what do you, YouTube nowadays, you can see anything you want to see. I mean,
yeah.
Like, you can steal any pay-per-view on the internet. Like, who gives a shit? Like, no.
Yeah, like, you go back.
No one's drawing.
I'm talking about live in person.
No, I'm talking about, like, you can.
But this.
You look at Savage and Steamboat, you watch that match, you have seen everything that they do a billion times by now. So you can't put on that same match.
Dude, I'm talking about. I see what you're saying, I guess, because now everything's been done. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. If they went and did that match today, it would be like, okay, yeah, it was good, but, you know, so what? We've seen it.
Well, then, all right. Did you guys like the Punk-Jericho match this year at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
That shit's been fucking done.
True.
All the time, and people were like, that match was 5-star classic, and Jericho's so good. Pussy, I've seen that match a million times with two other people. So why is Steamboat and Savage not a good match if it would have happened today, but Jericho and Punk is so fucking cummed on? You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand your point. Because if it wasn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people love the Jericho-Punk match from this year's WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
So how can you say that if Steamboat and Savage had that match at this year's WrestleMania, people wouldn't care? There's a better match than that shit.
I didn't say people wouldn't care.
No, you said it wouldn't draw.
People care, but
it wouldn't draw.
A draw and caring are two totally different things.
Everybody's getting
it would draw, though. That's what I'm saying. It would draw. If that shit
could draw back then.
A draw is what makes money consistently. If it'll draw a crowd at every state, every city and state you go to, every building you go to, leading up to that WrestleMania, that's a draw.
But what I'm saying is, so are you saying... Because, like, I think that even though Hogan and Andre was, like, the match we can see, I still think people cared about to see
Point, sure. They didn't just come to see Hogan and Andre.
That's, like, I talk about, like, this year's WrestleMania, okay, the big match is what? Rock and Cena.
Yeah, Rock and Cena.
And then Jericho and Punk were, like, on a match, but they still thought they were going to have a great match.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is, why are you guys bashing Steamboat Savage?
I'm not at all.
No, you said they wouldn't be able to, people wouldn't care if they had that match today. That's what you said.
Because the people these... It's not because of them. It's no jab at them. It's
That's what I'm saying.
It's jab at the public.
But why I'm saying... But that, then why did they people fucking love the Punk Jericho match, which was a less of a match than Savage Steamboat, in my opinion? You know what I'm saying?
I would have to sit down and watch Jericho and Punk again, because I've only seen that match once.
I didn't come on it. I didn't come on it.
Did.
I didn't whip out my penis and jizz everywhere.
I didn't go, all right.
I remember sitting here.
I just had Arnold. I take the DVD out and then come on it.
I didn't think it was the best match ever.
But people did.
I didn't see what was the pay per view that you guys watched that I missed. It was like Dana Bryan and Punk. Everyone jizzed on that match.
Yeah,
you're
right.
I didn't see it though. But
I don't remember
everyone was like, revolution is happening, come to the world of professional wrestling.
It was a good match. It wasn't a shitty match, but I didn't come on it.
But people, from what I heard, people were pretty insane.
I love this conversation, man.
Yeah.
I think it's good to roll.
I feel like it happens everywhere. Everywhere.
Well, then stop talking about it then, dude.
All right, you want to move on
I feel like I'm right. Hulk Hogan, number one.
All right, well, then let's talk about more wrestling.
yeah, talk about the
Friday night. Where are we, sir?
Talk about it.
the Reading Philadelphia Phillies.
That's right.
Reading, well, not Reading Philadelphia Phillies. It's just the Reading Phillies.
Yeah, we wouldn't be Reading Philadelphia. That's two cities.
Different places.
Why do people go to the minor league games and then don't go to the regular Phillies games? If the Phillies games on the same night.
Well, where's there a minor league game that's around where the Phillies are playing?
Trent Thunder. It's like right up.
People go to those.
Yeah, but why? What the fuck? Why do you go to minor league baseball?
Probably cheaper. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's like, why not just pay the extra bucks to go to the actual Phillies?
Dude,
if it's on the same night, when they play on the same night.
But if you're going, if you're gonna pay to go see baseball, you're gonna pay less and not see the same shit you could watch at home for free. Like, you can watch the shit at home for free.
Yeah.
So why pay more to go see it live?
Well, then why pay money to go see a minor league game anyway? You can see it.
It's for the environment. And
stupid.
They don't have to watch that. They can't watch that environment for free on the TV at home, right?
What kind of environment is there? Fucking minor league baseball.
The song "Take Me Out to the Bar Park" is there for a reason. Ball game, whatever. People want like to experience
ball game,
ballpark, but it's like
balls in the hand.
But people enjoy the experience and Bell's palsy. You know.
All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that was my point.
Because we were talking earlier about it, and you said there was the same night as the Phillies game, and that's why I was like...
No, here's the thing. I said that Rick and I were backstage at the Reading Phillies game, and I said, there was a pro wrestling show, that's why I was there. There was a pro wrestling show at the Reading Phillies,
mm-hmm.
and I said that there should be a heel who goes out and cuts a promo. And the promo, the heel should look at his watch and say, "Why are you guys still here? The real Phillies game started at 7 o'clock and you're at the Reading Phillies Stadium."
Yeah.
And the second I said that, one of the players from the Reading Phillies walked right behind him. And then...
I just looked right at you and I'm like, good timing, asshole.
I love it.
Yeah, it was... But
way to insult one of the Reading Phillies.
No one ever cut that promo. Would have been an amazing promo. Yeah. There was like 5,000 people there that stayed around. It was.
There was like 1,000 people in the crowd tops.
I know, but I was.
It's like 93,000.
It was like the Pontiac Silverdome. Hogan and Andre were going on at the Reading Phillies Stadium. It was bigger than indie wrestling draws.
Yeah.
Because they weren't there for the indie wrestling.
They were there for the baseball game.
For the baseball game. Which, they're probably, like, if, you know, another indie company runs at a baseball stadium again, it's not gonna draw like that.
Yeah.
And who people are going to be like, oh, yeah, we want to go to the baseball park.
Let's go to the ballpark.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a really good idea to have that. Like have a... show after the game, you know, like working together. I think it's a good idea.
Didn't make any money though.
No,
because all the fans that were there bought tickets to the baseball game. They didn't buy tickets to the. They just happened to be there, you know.
It was a free wrestling show.
Yeah.
And Bret the Hitman Hart was there.
Yeah, that was cool.
If you add S before Hitman, you get the exact way I feel about Bret.
I don't know. I thought it was cool. I got to shake his hand. I got kicked out of his locker room. That's a pretty good story.
Talk about that story.
We all got there early. It was me and Corey Castle and then Missy Sampson, and there was a referee there, and we were all sitting in this locker room and we're like, hey, this is pretty badass. Air conditioning, we got a leather couch, we got a big mirror thing here, we got free chips and there's drinks in the cooler and everything like that, and we were talking about Bret Hart doing fucking something, and all of a sudden fucking behind me I get a tap on my shoulder, I turn around, it's fucking Bret Hart. And I'm like, oh shit, because I was blocking the doorway. And I was like, oh hey, we were just talking about you. I turn around and shake his hand. He's like, hi, nice to meet you, whatever. And then he walks in, and I sit down. And there was this real awkward fucking silence for a while. And like, he walks in with all this security and people that work at like the Reading Phillies and stuff like that. And he asks if there's someplace he can go wash his hands. I guess because he just shook everybody's fucking hand. Way to go, dick. But anyway, he goes off to wash his hands. And then... all the Reading Phillies people are like, okay, you gotta get out of here. This is Bret's locker room. I'm like, oh, okay.
Was there another locker room for you guys to go to? Like,
no, they sent us into the fucking batting cages. Or the batting tunnel.
So wait. The actual Reading Phillies team has their own locker room, right? the actual locker room. Did he have a separate?
I mean, you'd have to.
And Bret Hart had a separate.
Yeah, it was basically like it looked like a green room. If you ever been in a green room, it was just, you know, leather couches and a fridge and whatever. So it was, you know, we got kicked out of there, and somebody stole a bag of his chips. Corey's sitting there like, oh yeah, Brett's back there going, I asked for 4 bags of chips and there's only 3. And then the whole crowd starts chanting, you screwed Brett, you screwed Brett. Out of chips.
So he was an asshole?
I don't see if he was an asshole. Apparently,
I do say he was an asshole, is he going to listen to this podcast?
You know what, though? I think
that he's a fucking dick.
I think the thing he said about is Jimmy Rocker washing my hand, I think it's kind of a dick move.
That is a dick move.
What? Like, just carry sanitizer, just, you know, whatever, dude.
I don't know if it's
going to turn. You continue shaking your hand, you know what I mean?
You just shake everybody's hand, and then you pull Purell out, and you show them, look, I have to sanitize my hands now, because you're all disgusting.
No, no, dude, it's just like, you know, not when anybody's looking or anything, just like...
Yeah.
I just jerked 2 guys off to get this locker room.
It was pretty fucking... I thought that was a dick move. Just immediately ask where you can wash your hands. Not go to the bathroom, wash your hands. He could have just said, hey, is there a bathroom around here I can use? Okay, you know, whatever. I didn't think about the hand washing thing until I just repeated it. And I was like, wow, yeah, that was a fucking dick move after he washed everybody's hands.
This is a conversation that I was just having on Friday.
Was it really?
Where I was talking about, you'll hear someone say something, and the moment it leaves their mouth, they'll never think about it again.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll play it back in your head
every
fucking day, and it'll just agonize you.
Like, eats at you.
It just eats at you, and this person has never, ever thought about it again. And that's like almost the reason why I never want to have children.
That's why people go insane, dude.
Because I will say shit and fuck some kid up. And I don't want to be responsible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like some of the stuff that, like, my dad probably said and never thought about saying. You know, he probably never thought about it when he was saying it, but, like, later on I was like, oh, man, my dad called me a little asshole. My dad, why did my dad call me a nigger? I don't understand. Like, the same...
What?
Like
by the way, this is my last show that I'm doing. I can't be associated with...
No, but, I mean, like, you just the little stupid things that you don't think about saying, but it comes out of your mouth. Fucking, it haunts people and it sticks to you. So, if anyone who listens to the show, which I'm doubt anyone ever does, I'm doubting people listen to, like, anybody who ever interacts with me in real life.
Hey,
and I'm a dick.
Stop shitting on our show.
and the bathroom's over there.
And if I said anything, dicky,
shit, man,
just come up to me and let me know, and I'll apologize. Sorry, how was your guys' Father's Day? That just passed.
You want me to go first? Dude, my dad fucking comes
up
to me.
Are we done talking about wrestling?
Yeah, fuck wrestling.
Well, we can get back on it. I just, you know...
We got 6 minutes left.
All right, let's continue talking about wrestling. So on our next episode, guys, we're going to talk about Father's Day.
Hijinks.
But, so let's continue. What about worst wrestlers?
Ooh, worst wrestler.
I won't get heated. I got heated, I apologize.
That's okay.
I don't know, man. I just... passionate.
It's hard to name, like, a worst wrestler of all time because you got, like, you know, Damian Demento and people like that.
Yeah, but the people who were... That was their spot. Their spot was to be the worst. Like,
yeah.
People who... When we're talking about worst wrestlers, people whose job it was to not be the worst and they just happened to be really bad. I'm going to say my number one worst, least favorite wrestler, Steve Mongo McMichael.
Oh, that's a good one.
No one, like, he was pushed to the fucking moon, and everyone was like, oh, he's great, he was on the Bears and shit.
He was in the 1985 championship Chicago Bears, he must be good at wrestling.
Yeah, fuck that guy, he sucks. And like
Kevin
everyone
Green,
was,
probably...
Yeah, and Kevin Green, like, those guys, they wanted to push those they wanted to push those guys to the moon, thinking they were going to be the second coming of crossover, like fucking Lawrence Taylor and Bam Bam. Like, they thought that was what Mongo McMichael was going to be, and he's goddamn dog shit awful.
I would say, like, John Gonzalez.
Yeah.
He's one of
them. Most of the big men in wrestling suck. Yeah.
Kali.
Kali sucks.
Kali?
Great Kali, yeah.
Kali.
Ale, bale.
You know what? Kind of Andre the Giant pretty much sucked, I think. Because when you think about it, he didn't fucking do anything.
Wrestling-wise, but
I don't think he really could.
People were like, he's a fucking giant. Let's go see him.
I'm sure, yeah, he drew.
But yeah, talent-wise.
He was an attraction, yeah.
I mean, he just, I don't...
I wish they had more... I wish they had just more attractions. Like, I had this idea for Mark Henry just to do fucking, like, today, Mark Henry's going to attempt to bench 700 pounds.
He did all that, though.
But he should do it now, dude. He's gonna deadlift a car, like pull a truck at a wrestling show. That's I would pay money to see that.
If you wanted to go see that as an attraction,
I would pay money.
Yeah, you'd pay money, but to watch that on TV every week, that shit's boring.
Well, no, as like a intermission or something, and like a live event, like live, they get people to like live events like house shows. Mm-hmm. I would pay money to see if they were in Philly and like Mark Henry's gonna pull this truck outside. I'd fucking go, dude. You know, just something to look at.
Okay,
you know, something to do.
Speaking of worst wrestlers, Mark Henry, right?
Yeah, Mark Henry's great.
That's why he should just be an attraction.
So, who are you going to say is your
worst? Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah, but, I mean, then we just basically summed it up saying all guys who are big. So.
Right, yeah,
I would say Kevin Nash.
But he's fucking big! Go to somebody who's not a big fucking
not a
asshole.
Big guy?
I got one. I got one.
Dino Bravo. I would say Dino Bravo sucked.
I would say he sucked. He was mid-card, and that's kind of where he belonged, I think. Mm. George Animal Steel, I'd say. He sucked. I haven't seen too many of his matches, but the ones I've seen were fucking horrible. Yeah. It's like he chases people around. He does a thing with the tongue.
That
and
was an attraction.
Yeah, it was another attraction.
Yeah.
Thing.
What do you mean? Like, guys who were
just shitty.
Pushed like they were going to have to be a huge star. Well, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Here's another one. Along the same page and along the same thread as Steve Mongo McMichael, Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett.
I
definitely
never liked Jeff Jarrett. I don't. I mean,
definitely as a top guy.
No, I like the fact that then right after he was in WWE and he like had the Intercontinental title and blah 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 and that whole thing with China, like while it was groundbreaking, whatever, it was not good. And then when they,
what thing with China?
The thing where he lost the Intercontinental title to China. You remember this? Am I making it up?
No, yeah.
I thought
it was with Jericho.
Wasn't that Jericho?
Okay,
and Jericho won the title. They were holding the title at the same time.
They won it from Jeff Jarrett.
Did they?
I believe so.
No. Yeah,
the thing they won it from Jarrett.
And Jarrett left, right?
Yeah. And then he went to TNA, and he was in charge there. So he was like the top guy.
Yeah, of course he was the top guy.
The top guy is always in charge. Like, you know, he's the in charge guy. He's always, and you know, use the argument like, oh, well, you know, you can always rely on him to be there instead of like having one of your top stars not show up. But just fucking use good people who aren't going to be assholes and steal your belt and not show up. How about that? For
Perry Saturn's another one. Perry Saturn was terrible, I think.
I liked Perry Saturn.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah. I was a fan of ECW and the Eliminators. I mean, but even now, like, a lot of that stuff that stand the test of time isn't as good as you thought it was.
I would say anybody from ECW.
No.
When they were outside ECW, they all sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Well, except for, like, Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam is an exception.
Well, I mean, you got, like, Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero and those guys.
They didn't stay there
too.
They
weren't, like, ECW. Right?
Yeah.
They were there, like, as a wild attraction.
All right, we only got a couple minutes left. Let me throw one more out there. Hottest chick in wrestling of all time.
Trish Stratus.
I say Sonny.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, and I'll talk about it in the next episode.
Real quick, I would say Tori Wilson. Stacey Keebler
really?
Is fucking hot, too.
I love Stacey Keebler.
She's got legs. She knows how to walk. Are those the words?
No, not at all.
Right, well, let's wrap it up. All right,
we're wrapping it up.
Follow us on
That's
Facebook.
That's how you use them. You walk with
she walks with her legs.
You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/podtrashcomedy.
Leave us comments, ask us questions,
dude,
and we'll talk about it.
If there's something
the show,
you want us to talk about,
anything,
show,
or just say shit to us.
Just tell us. I mean, dude, we only have 35 likes. Be real.
Hey, just even if you say, hey, Matt, I think you're right about everything, just say it.
Hey, Patrick, I think you're dreamy.
Yeah. All right, that'd be nice.
So,
And
yeah, fuck you.
And if you're traveling along the worldwide interwebs and you come across us, hit the like button because no one else listens.
No
to
one
like
else
us.
Does.
And tell your friends if you're taking a shit.
Share it and
you know listen to our pod trash.
Enjoy.
Before you wipe your ass.
Enjoy your shit and wiping your ass.
All right, we're out. Seacrest out.
And it makes your life turn cold when it tears you apart.